be seated. Let all bitterness, wrath and anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. I thought I would preach something else, had two or three other things that I had prayed about and thought about, but I believe this is a message that God wants you to hear. Because this thing of bitterness has paralyzed our churches from having revival. I have come to the conclusion that one of the reasons that people are not getting along is simply because of this thing of bitterness. Bitterness is become a real problem. Of course, bitterness is one of the most mental problems in a person's life. One of the basic causes of the bitterness is sin and disappointments. In other words, you've been disappointed because you hadn't received the dreams that you've been dreaming of. I mean, none of your dreams have worked out. And another cause of bitterness is simply guilt. Guilt of some past sins. Guilt. A person with a guilty conscience has often become bitter and repulsive with rejections. And another cause of bitterness is being offended, getting hurt. And we all have been hurt. And we will continue to be hurt. It's going to come. But there's a way of dealing with that, as I'll get to that in a moment. But when you get offended or hurt by someone, it germinates in your heart that bitterness and resentment will take roots. And the Bible says in Hebrews 12:14, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble few, and therefore many be defiled. Now I like what that second verse that I read there in Ephesians 4:32. The Bible said, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted. And that next word is what's getting a lot of people. It said, forgiving one another. Did you hear that? It said, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. Now again, we all have been hurt. We all will continue to get hurt. Sometimes people hurt us intentionally, and then sometimes it's not intentionally, but yet we all will get offended. We will get hurt. But I'm thankful there in verse 32, he gives us a cure for that old bitterness that springs up because of being hurt. Forgive. Revival will break out here this afternoon if you that are sick here on these pews would simply forgive those that have hurt you. Amen. Forgiveness will heal bitterness. That old root of bitterness are anger and wrath and slander. Hate. We got enough of that. And malice, and when you get all of that anger and wrath and slander and hate and malice in your heart, your mind wants to commit an unlawful act towards those that have hurt you. You said, what are you talking about, preacher? The fruits of bitterness is simply this. See if you have any of these. Do you desire to see others suffer? Do you want to get vengeance? That's what the fruits of bitterness is. When you desire to see those that have hurt you, to hurt them back. Romans 12:19 says, vengeance is mine. And the Lord said, I will repay every time that I have tried to take it in my own hands. I always make a big mess of it. But every time when somebody hurts me and I let him take vengeance, he always does an excellent job. And he does it in his own way and his own time. There have been many a time I would like to backslide about 5 minutes and pink somebody's head off, and so would you. But I know that wouldn't help matters. Little people are meaner than you long-legged folks. Amen. The fruits of bitterness is wanting to repay them. Vengeance. And then another thing is verbal slander against that person. They can just look at you a little funny and you'll want to lash out at them or something. You know, the Bible speaks about, you know, if you got bitterness in your heart that, you know, you... whose mouth, let me give you the scripture. The Bible says in Romans 3:14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, slander against people. They don't have to do much. They can just blow the horn at you when you're sitting at the red light texting. And you're ain't no telling what you say in your heart. Are y'all with me? I say, this is the fruits of bitterness. Are you all right? Okay. Verbal slander. You know, you don't have to be around anyone long until you can tell they got bitterness. Because, you know, they harsh. They give harsh. It don't matter. And there's a lot, you know what, Pastor? There's a lot of preachers got bitterness. There's a lot of preachers have paralyzed their ministry because of this thing. I mean, it don't matter whose name is mentioned. I've been around some of them and ain't never got nothing good to say about it. Something wrong with that person. I try my best to practice the golden rule. So what are you talking about, preacher? I don't care what I have heard. I don't care how many creatures, that's right, have hurt me. I never try to criticize them. I always try to find something positive about them. There's always something. That you can find to say good about your companion, your children, your family, your blood kin, and your brothers and sisters in Christ. You ain't got something good to say about this little preacher. This may not be good grammar, but shut up. You ain't got something good to say about your pastor. Study to be quiet. Don't even, hey, listen, your pastor's human. I'm human. I'm gonna hurt. I don't go around trying to hurt nobody intentionally, but I know that I have, and I know I will. And I will continue to get hurt. But I don't need to run around being critical of them. And what that does, that makes us experience those moods high and low. Because if I've been criticizing somebody, hey, when I meet them, boom, I'm gonna hit bottom. Some of you are listening, but some of you done turned me off. In other words, this is the fruits of bitterness. You're very touchy. You're very ungrateful for the blessings of God. You know, all of us could be more grateful. And if you don't have that forgiveness in your heart towards those that have trespassed against you, then neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you of your transgressions. Amen. And bitterness keeps you, hey, in that old bad mood, and everybody notices it. Your family notices it, your friends, your loved ones. And you know who it's hurting the most is you. Because it hurts your spiritual relationship with God. It hurts you emotionally. It hurts you physically and brings over you that old cloud of depression. That's where a lot of people are at today. Because of that old hurt that somebody has hurt you. And that's exactly what bitterness brings. It brings envy and strife into your home. Some of you are not getting along with your companion because they may have done something to hurt you years ago and you still hadn't forgiven them. Well, you said, preacher, I reckon I have. Well, why is it then every time you get a little frustrated at one another, the first thing you do, you start from day one and bring it all the way up to the present of what they have done to you. I say, if we're going to have revival in our churches, we're going to have to forgive those that have hurt us. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. In other words, we need to have the same forgiveness in our heart that He has with us. I've had people say, well, I just cannot forgive Him. I cannot forgive her. And matter of fact, I forgave them one time, but they did it again. And I just cannot seem to find it in my heart to forgive them anymore. Well, what if he was by you like you are by them? We all would be in a mess. Now, you know the situation that's sitting there about Peter when he went to the Lord one day and he probably had a run-in with one of the apostles and he said, what am I supposed to do? Forgive him, you know, how many times? And the Lord just said, 70 times, 70, Peter, on the same thing in one day's run. Somebody said, well, what are we to do after we forgive 490 times? If you got that kind of forgiving spirit, you won't have a bit of trouble forgiving 491. But you know what the problem some of you today? You won't forgive once. And then you wonder why, you know, you're having that old depression and everything. Why you're so moody and why, you know, nobody wants to socialize with you. I answered that before I preached. I said, I don't like being around that grumpy crap. I like to be around somebody like, you know, amen. Somebody like your pastor, amen. But of course, if you got that old root of bitterness sprung up in you, you'd rather hang around that crowd that's bitter like you. Forgive. Forgive them. I've had this often said, and you've heard it too. You need to bear the axe and the handle too. But a lot of you leave the handle sticking out so you can reach down and open them old wounds up again. Chop, 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 chop. And you're not doing the braised chop either. You're doing the chopping on you, on ever who hurt you. Putting this on DVD too. Oh Lord. Aren't we having a good time? I say, if we would get this old bitterness out of our heart, and how we can get that old bitterness out of our heart is to simply to forgive. What a better, sweeter relationship you can have with your companion, your children, your grandchildren, if you would simply forgive. You know, it don't stop in the home. It goes right on into the family. Some of you already have been discussing. You probably, some of you said, now, this holiday season's coming up. You can go, but I'm not going. Did you see how they looked at us last time we were there? And if you do go, you'll go off in a back room and you'll peep out. Are they still here?
Amen.
You know why? You know why some of your loved ones hadn't got nothing good to say about you or your children? Because they're jealous. They're jealous. They don't like to see you serving God because they'd rather pull you back down with them. It makes them feel better if they can get you to carry on. Every time you mention something about your pie, if you can yak about that, they'd like for you to do that with them. They'd like for you to put down your companion. They'd like for you to put down. They'd like for you to grieve about how brats you got and all of that, and your church people, how bad they are and all. They'd like for you to talk to them like that. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away, and be kind and tenderhearted, forgiving, forgiving, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. You know how you can tell that you have forgiven? When somebody mentions the names of those that have hurt you and you don't go off the handle. If you keep a good attitude about it, but if you get right in and that's a sign you hadn't forgiven. Goes right on into the family. And Pastor, what's sad? It comes right on into the church. Some of you come in here this evening with your little feelings hurt over something the pastor you thought should have done it like this, but he done it the way God wanted him to do it, and therefore you didn't like it, and you sitting around a spewing. And therefore you are insisting to God. The Holy Spirit's not speaking to you because you're sitting all tore up about something that you didn't think the preacher did right. It might have been that you had a sore toe lately and he didn't even call you and he went to visit so-and-so. Well, did you call him to reach your lost community and loved ones, or did you call him to go out and babysit you with sore toes and bury you dead? Is that all you want? I feel sorry for my pastor, Ronald Guthrie. Bless his heart, they run him to death. But do you get 700 or 800? They run you deaf with a handful. It's a happy. Don't call your pastor every time you have a little something, you know. Now sometimes it you need to, but most of the time, you know why a lot of people call the pastor? And oh, God don't hear their prayer. Seriously. Amen. Quit aggravating your pastor about these little nitwit things. And don't get all upset if he don't come, listen to or check on you when you got a little Arthur hurting you. Matter of fact, if he come to visit some of you every time Arthur third up, you'd have to move in, will you? Hallelujah. Aren't we having a good time? And therefore, you got all offended because of some little silly something, and you're quenching the Spirit of God. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we know that he's soon coming. We hadn't got time to waste by sitting around pouting about something. We need to get right with one another over all of these little hurt feelings and all of that, because there's not a one of you like me that don't have some loved ones if Jesus was to come. They wouldn't make it in. We don't need to let the devil get on us about some little hurt feelings and hinder them from getting saved. You sit around here spewing about some silly something and people are dying and going to hell all around you. Some of you remind me of my mother's pressure cooker. When I was a kid at home, I could go in the front door of our home, Sister Tina, I could hear back there on the eye of my mother's stove, I could hear that pressure cooker saying, "Pshh." When I went back in the kitchen, that pressure cooker would say to me, "Pshh." Now that pressure cooker had a relief valve, but sometimes that relief valve wouldn't malfunction, and if it did, you didn't want to be in the kitchen. Green beans everywhere. You know what our relief valve is? Forgiveness. And some of you had better let some steam off. You about ready to pop. One of the things in ministering to these little people, I sense the bitterness is in her heart. And if there's anybody that should ever have any problem with bitterness, is a handicapped person. I know them. I know where they're coming from. And you wouldn't believe how people have hurt me. Only God and I know. Kathy don't even know how I've hurt by being small of stature, but that's how God created me and I'm accepted, but still that don't mean that I hadn't hurt. It's been a real asset to the ministry of God. I was recently in the 4th of July week in Nashville to our national meeting. There's 2,500 little people there. And this man come, and one of the things, I talked with him at length. And one of the things, he was so bitter. He was bitter at God. He didn't understand why that his 90-something-year-old grandmother was still fairly healthy, and those little people, some of them in such physical condition. I mean, he had a real problem with it, but I'm thankful God let me minister to him, and I believe he really got saved. But not only we see a lot of little people, but we see a lot of average-sized people in the church. I've been around a while. I detect that pretty good because I've done a lot of studying on it. Hey, some of you, if you don't get this thing right with God and right with ever who has hurt you, it's going to cause more problems. You know, it doesn't matter who hurts me as long as I keep a good attitude and spirit towards them. It's not going to hurt me. It's going to hurt the possessor. As I said, you're the one that's going to suffer. Some of you have been wrestling this thing for many years, no doubt. And it's really caused a conflict with your companion, children, grandchildren. Some of you wonder if they're going to be old, and you wonder why your kids and grandkids don't want to have nothing to do with you. How are you treating them now? They notice it. Trying to help you. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor speak. How do you act when you get frustrated? You do a little cursing because of bitterness. The Bible speaks about that there. I got a lot of things I could be bitter about. As I mentioned, those little people. And a lot of average-sized people, too. You know what a lot of people's problem is? They don't think God's given them a fair shake in life. That typology will get you in trouble. I want you to know that God is a righteous God. God is God. And all the things, a lot of people bitter God because of this economy drought. Don't be bitter at him. It's just this thing fulfilling. I ain't got time going that. Don't be bitter about it. We need to say, whoopee, glory to God, hallelujah, praise God, and we're fixing our check out of here. Jesus! Amen. Come even so quickly, Lord! Amen. But don't be bitter while we're waiting on His coming. If you're here today, lost without God, you can receive the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then you can take it all to Him. And if you're here to say, by God's marvelous grace, and you got bitterness in your heart, take it to Him. Amen. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed while we come with the invitation.